This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 24th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's second quarter financials were released as scheduled yesterday. The company reported a net income of $852 million, or $1.16 per share. That's down 19% from the $1.05 billion earned in last year's second quarter. The Wall Street Journal reports Boeing's earnings per share dropped 14%, mainly due to delays in the defense system side's airborne early warning and control program. Boeing took a $250 million pre-tax charge related to that delay. Boeing commercial airplanes saw a decline of only 1.6%, but increased its overall backlog by 8%, logged 187 new gross orders for the quarter, and now says it still expects to meet its goals for 2008 and 2009 earnings. Find more detail in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a near mid-air collision at Chicago O'Hare International Airport in which a regional jet was apparently directed to take off into the path of landing traffic. The board says that on Monday at 12:47 p.m. Central Time, an Embraer ERJ-145 operating as American Eagle Flight 298 was departing runway 32 left, while a Learjet LR-60 was landing on runway 9 right. ATC saw the converging paths on radar and advised the local controller to instruct the Lear to go around. Analysis of radar replays reveals the Learjet passed 325 feet above and slightly behind the departing ERJ. There were no reported injuries or damage to the aircraft. In sharp contrast to recent predictions by U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker, UBS Airlines analyst Kevin Crissey told investors on Monday that U.S. Airways and AirTran top his list of carriers likely to have a tough time raising cash and paying their bills going forward. Crissey gives each a 59% chance of facing a liquidity crisis before the end of 2009, according to a post on the Wall Street Journal's From the Middle Seat blog. Parker told the Philadelphia Inquirer recently that both the industry and his airline would get smaller but would pull through. Arnie Hawk, chief financial officer at AirTran, notes Crissey's numbers fail to take into account recent measures AirTran has taken to shore up its finances. Hawk says the airline will disclose the highest quarterly cash position it's ever had when it reports earnings later this month. The airlines are demonstrating that even a financial loss is good news if analysts have driven expectations low enough. Northwest Airlines, which is in the process of being acquired by Delta, announced on Wednesday a second quarter net loss of $377 million. That included a write-down of the company's goodwill value, essentially acknowledging its assets have lost $547 million in value. Offsetting that write-down was an increase of $250 million in the value of Northwest's fuel hedges. So why did Northwest stock gain 15% on Wednesday alone? Bloomberg reports there are two reasons. First, the company's loss was not as severe as analysts expected. Without considering the write-down and fuel hedges, the quarterly loss would have been only $80 million. Second, September oil contracts finished the day below $125 a barrel. That's a level not seen since June 5th. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NTSB wants weight and balance refreshers for crews of Bombardier Challengers. Boeing will acquire a small UAV Pioneer. And will your roof hold together if it starts raining aluminum? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell talks with Cirrus Designs' Alan Clapmire about the company's new Vision Jet and the SRS Lightsport, both of which will be on display at Oshkosh. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.